So good evening, my fellow Earthling. This is the Candid Show, brought to you by host Sri Ramana Krishnavaitma is my co-host today. So once again, we are back today with a very interesting topic, a very philosophical topic per se, because I think this is a topic which we've done a lot of research about, I think, because as far as the previous topics which we talked about, we didn't need to do that much of research because we did have a very good idea about what we wanted to talk about. So this topic in particular, I think, gives every single one of us, at least even the listeners who are listening to this right now, might give an existential crisis in your life, definitely, because what I'm going to be talking about today is nihilism. So the most simple idea of a nihilism is that this is kind of a belief where you kind of have no kind of aspirations towards life, or you don't have any kind of expectation from life. You don't believe in anything you see. You do not believe in any kind of values or beliefs, and you don't believe in communication of these values and beliefs also. So that is kind of like the most basic kind of definition of nihilism. So to give a very simple example of what this actually means, so if we consider our everyday life, so for example, if one of your friends asks you, what are you doing in your day, or what are you doing right now, if you're doing something very meager, or if you don't want, like to answer to the person, we simply say we are not doing anything, or we are doing nothing. So this word nothing actually kind of signifies you being a nihilist in a way, because you are obviously doing something, because I don't think any person in his life obviously does not do nothing in general. So the word nothing actually carries a lot of weight in this place, because obviously we don't look too deep into it. We do not analyze it in a great detail, because when you think about it, you are actually doing something, but you still say you are not doing anything. And obviously you responding to the person in this way suggests that you do not give more importance to your life, or you are much more light-hearted about your career or success in general. So this is what I think is the most simplest way to understand nihilism, is that you are not kind of more aware of the things you want to do. Because I think if you were more of a motivated kind of a person, if you had a more of this kind of a drive or passion in you, you would have answered a different way. Probably you would have told anything else apart from the word nothing. So the word which we use called nothing kind of signifies the very simple idea of nihilism. So moving on, so I think the main kind of oppression towards nihilism, or people who kind of don't understand the concept of nihilism, are the people called self-righteous people. So these are the kind of people who believes in morals, values, traditions. They are very strong-willed people at heart. They have a lot of beliefs in their mind. They speak whatever they want to. They have very strong support systems. So these are kind of like the most kind of opposing kind of a people called self-righteous people. And most of the time, we can face kind of a war between the nihilist kind of people and the self-righteous people. And this is actually the current social media status which we have right now. This is like the ongoing kind of symbol right now. And the word nihilism actually is being used, coined a lot, or in the sense we use it a lot in the social media context, but obviously people don't understand what it means, because if you look at it from a philosophical point of view, most of us don't even have an idea what it is. Even we had to do some sort of research, even talk about it today. So you know, this concept is very kind of people who don't even know something about it. So I think that is why this thing kind of scares people, because since you don't know anything about it, again, this kind of scares you. It kind of gives you a lot of existential crisis. So, and to give you actually everyday examples of nihilism in our life, we can see that, so for example, if there is an atheist, for example, he is a nihilist in a way, because obviously he doesn't believe in God. So for example, if we talk about a politician in general, he is a nihilist in a way that he does not believe in the welfare of people. And if we talk about meat eaters, they are also nihilist in kind of way, because they don't care about animals. So every single one of us are nihilist in one or more the other way. So the argument where we say that none of us are nihilist or all of us are nihilist is kind of very kind. I don't think that is even appropriate to talk about, I think, because every single one of us have some part of nihilism in, at least in us, I think so. So I think I want to talk about why nihilism actually occurs, or kind of like a cause as to why it occurs. So generally people are nihilist because generally due to an incident that if some kind of a higher value, so for example, if there is truth and justice are generally considered as very higher values in our society. So for example, if there is some kind of a devaluement towards some of these values, for example, if someone doesn't get the justice in court, so these nihilist kind of people, obviously they stop believing in it, because since it is does not true, since the value carries a lot of weight in it, so if this does not turn out to be true, they turn nihilist, or they don't want to believe in some of these higher values. And again, if I want to go much more deeper into this topic, they are kind of like two types of people in general, two nihilists in general. So there is something called active and passive nihilism. So the people, or generally the active millennialists we can call, they completely ignore existing values and they put up their own values of their own. So they generally set up norms and traditions which are acceptable to them, and they do not want to fit into the social media atmosphere or the general societal standards. And there are again the passive kind of nihilists who kind of do accept with the tradition, norms and traditions. They go about respecting everything, but deep down, or they always have this kind of uneasy feeling, or they're always uncomfortable and always have this doubt towards some of these moral values which are present. So yeah, I think that will be like the basic idea of what nihilism stands for, I think. So Krishna, what do you think, in your opinion, does nihilism stand for? What is your perception of nihilism in general?
So speaking about nihilism, it is something, as you told, it is something that is in the general public, that is not known by many people. Many people wonder what is meant by nihilism. As we told that nihilism is the something that the people who doesn't believe in all these religious customs and beliefs, and as you told that atheists also are categorized under nihilism, and they are also nihilists, where they kind of don't believe in God and they don't actually believe in all these religious rituals, customs, and any other communication methods, or like any other things, as you previously told. So atheists are also kind of nihilists, where they think that they believe that there is no God. So like there is no superior power than the humans. So like we are the most powerful creatures in the world, and there is no superpower kind of spectating over us. So they don't believe in such beliefs, and they kind of have their own set of rules, where this is another thing that I want to discuss, is about these atheists, or like these nihilists, kind of have their own set of rules, and they want to believe that is the truth, and they live the life, and they actually if you go and ask to them about life or how their life is, they say their life is meaningless. So these are the people who believe their life is meaningless, and they are living without a reason in this world. So like they don't actually believe in soul, or like they don't believe in rebirth, or they don't actually believe in someone who is capable of making all these souls or humans getting rebirth. So like they don't believe in the rebirth of the soul. So these kind of people are also categorized under nihilist, where they kind of don't have any kind of belief towards what all the customs we are following today in the modern world. So like we have plenty of religions in our world, and plenty of beliefs. So these kind of nihilists are someone who don't actually believe in anything, and they say that their life is meaningless. Yeah,
that's true. Yeah, I think as you told, Krishna, there are like different types of nihilism in general, as I told you. So if I have to go much more deep in general, we can see that most of the time the passive nihilist in general, they do believe in existing values, as I told you, but they always have a constant doubt in their mind. And also this is basically because of the fact that they obey morality, because there is certain things which in our society which we call as morals. So for example, there is a lot of these kind of societal values which we kind of term it as morals. So the passive nihilists generally tend to focus on the idea of morals, and they pretend to do this, or they pretend to obey some of these morals, and that is because of the fact that they just want to show an obedient side of themselves. Because obviously some of these passive nihilists do not have the courage to stand up to people, because when you think about it, most of the active nihilists are a lot of courageous people, I think, because if you have to be, you have to be so bold, you have to be open out there, you have to portray a kind of a world which nobody kind of agrees with you in a group of people. So for example, in a mall, if you take for instance, if a nihilist person goes to a mall and shouts, "What is the point of shopping? Why are you all wasting your time shopping?" Obviously, all of the people in the mall are going to look at him and probably going to ignore him most of the time, because obviously no one understands him, and obviously since the majority of the people are filled with normal people, so the nihilist opinion is basically being ignored. So obviously that is obviously kind of like a constant war between the self-righteous people and the nihilist people, and obviously this war will always be going until human life, or until time ends, because I think we as humans tend to portray dual identities, I think. I don't know, I'm not very sure about this concept, at least that's what I like to believe in, I think, because all of us, I think, in one way or the other, I think, are nihilist in some way, I think. Yeah, So I think to move to the another side of nihilism, a different phase of nihilism, which we term it as optimistic nihilism. So for people who haven't heard of this term, so basically it is the same idea as nihilism, but you look at the point of nihilism from a point of hope. So from a positive side of hope, because we generally term nihilism as a very kind of a depressing or a scary kind of a topic, because I think if some of you have had an idea about this topic, you must have had some sort of existential crisis before you heard this, because all of this is very new to us, and something, anything which is new to us is always very uncomfortable to listen. So the general idea of optimistic nihilism is that you have acceptance. So you accept things which are around you. You have a lot of hope towards a lot of things in our society. So you are completely a polar opposite to a nihilist person, because obviously a nihilist person gives in to this unknown, but you actually give in, and the giving in actually gives you strength. And most of this sounds very motivation, very self-help kind of stuff, but I think that is what this topic is all about, because when you think about it, you are basically turning a negative thing into a completely positive thing just by having a different side of look towards it. And again, the idea of acceptance is, or the why do we basically accept it, is because we are narrowing down the range of our worrying. Because if we narrow down the range of worrying, it generally helps us a lot of times. Because if you are a nihilist, or if you believe in the concept of nihilism, you basically worry about the whole world. You worry about your existence, you worry about the universe. So if you start accepting certain things in the world, you might have to worry less about it. So you could look at nihilism from a positive kind of an aspect, I think. So Krishna, what have you got about optimistic nihilism in general? Do you think people can live as an optimistically nihilist person, or do you think it is just a myth?
So speaking about optimistic nihilism, the people, as you told, that optimistic nihilism is something where the nihilist actually, some people actually, as you told, the nihilist believe in the life, or like they have a hope towards life, and they don't actually believe in all these religions, or like whatever the things, or whatever the rules we are keeping in our religious customs. So like they are also the nihilist, but they see the world in a different way, where they hope, or like they accept whatever is happening in their life. So like acceptance is something that is very important for all these kind of optimistic nihilists, where they accept everything, each and every part of their life. So like they accept how their life is, and they accept how their life is going to be, and they have their own set of rules, as told before. And I want to say a few points about how can you be an optimistic nihilist. So like the first point is about letting your feeling guide you. So like feeling is something basic to each and every human being. So like considering the nihilists, it is something that they must actually cope up with, or like they must use it to guide themselves in their life, different part of their life. So like guiding, using their feelings, so like what they feel at the right moment, or like what they feel about a certain issue, or like certain thing. So like their feeling must be like something that must guide them in their life. So like not in a negative way, but in a positive manner, to improve themselves to the next part of their life. So like the next point is about not letting other people's agendas conflicting with our own. So like speaking about this, we know that in each and every topic, or like in each and every social topic, we have each and every difference in opinion in each and every topic. So like where many people support the topic and many people oppose the topic. So like most of them oppose or support it. So where you shouldn't fall into prey in this kind of a belief, where you have to kind of get the knowledge, or like get the advice from these set of people, or these set of people, as their opinions are better than others. So like you shouldn't actually consider any others' opinions, which may be positive or negative, but you must think what is positive. So like self-realizing about what is positive, or what is good for us, is something very important, and self-thinking is something very important. So like don't rely on other people's opinion. So the next point I want to say is about enjoying life enjoying life by what it has to offer to us. So like accepting, so like basically as previously told, that we have to accept each and everything happening in our life. So like we have to believe that there is some meaning in our life. So like we are not living without a reason in this universe. So like considering the universe in a big, very big point of view, we are very tiny members, or like we are very tiny part of it. So like Earth is something very like a very small point in the whole very big universe, unexplored universe. So like we don't actually know the size of the universe, and there may be existence of various lives. So like each and every life plays a very important role in living their life. So like in this universe, so like there is some meaning to your life. So like that is what you have to understand from this topic, and like from accepting your life, how it has to offer you, and accepting your all your surroundings, financial status. And we have to only think about moving forward. So like we have to think what is good for us. So that is what at the end of the day I want to say to you all. Yeah,
I think as Krishna pointed, I think it's all about accepting as to what we want in life, as because I think we all don't have any kind of a purpose in life. Because when you think about it, the purpose of life is always like a mystery to us. I think it is obviously us to us to find the answer and extreme. This sounds very cliche, I know about it, but I think that's all life is actually about when you think about it. It's just finding your purpose, just finding your way amidst the chaos that is our world. So yeah, that will be the end of today's episode, guys. So thank you so much for listening to it, and make sure to listen to us episode on Spotify. Also make sure you follow us on Spotify. And regarding the YouTube site, if you have any kind of comments, suggestions or criticism, please drop it in the YouTube comment section down below. And make sure you suggest or share this podcast to your friends also, and ask them to listen also. So that will be the end of today's episode, guys. Thank you so much.
Thank you.